This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so we're diving deep today, taking one source, you know, really getting the good stuff out. We're looking at pay-per-click advertising today, PPC, for small businesses specifically.
Interesting area, a lot of potential there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you might be listening because you're trying to figure out your own strategy, right? Or maybe you're just getting into digital marketing, trying to learn the basics. Or, hey, maybe you're just curious. That's cool too.
Curiosity is good.
It is. But the thing is, there's a ton of info out there. It can be overwhelming, right? Yeah. That's where we come in. We've got this article and we're going to break it down. Find those core advantages of PPC, specifically for small businesses. You know, no jargon, just clear, actionable stuff you can actually use.
Sounds good.
So let's get into it.
All right, so what really jumps out at me from the get-go is how PPC can be such a powerful tool for small businesses. You know, they're often working with tighter budgets, need to make every dollar count.
Yeah, for sure. They can't just be throwing money around.
Exactly. And the article really emphasizes how important it is for them to have a smart strategy, you know, one that's focused on attracting good leads and building that customer loyalty. And that's where PPC comes in. It can be a key part of that puzzle.
It's a game changer. Okay, so first up, let's talk about cost effectiveness.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone wants to save money, right? But the article makes a super important point here, and it's something you absolutely have to understand. PPC can lead to higher profits than other marketing methods. But, and this is key, only when it's done correctly.
It's not a magic bullet.
Not at all. It takes work. It takes skill. It takes knowing what you're doing. But for you listening, the takeaway here is understanding that potential for strong ROI, for getting the most bang for your buck. You're not just spending, you're investing.
Right. And I think a good example to illustrate this is keyword research. It's one of the most common areas where small businesses stumble when they're first starting out with PPC.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
What happens? They go too broad.
Exactly. They bid on these really broad terms, which means they end up paying for clicks from people who aren't actually interested in their specific product or service.
Yeah.
And that just burns through their budget without giving them any real results.
So it's all about being specific.
Yes. The done correctly part is all about really honing in on those super specific terms that your ideal customers are actually searching for. That's where the magic happens.
Like using a laser pointer instead of a floodlight. You want to focus that energy. Okay, so that actually leads us perfectly into the next big advantage. The ability to really connect with your target audience.
Mm-hmm.
The article talks about how precisely you can target those people who are most likely to be interested in what you're selling.
Yeah, this is huge. And it's not just about reaching anybody. It's about reaching the right people, those who are actually going to be interested in what you have to offer.
So you're not wasting time on people who just aren't a good fit.
Exactly. And the beauty of PPC is that you can often get really granular with your targeting. You can target based on demographics, interests, even their online behavior. So much more efficient compared to, say, traditional marketing, where you're just blasting your message out to this huge general audience and hoping for the best.
So much waste.
So much waste. And for our listeners out there, this translates to two major wins. You save money on ad spend because you're not wasting it on irrelevant clicks, and you get a direct line to those potential customers who are most likely to convert.
It's like the difference between, I don't know, advertising fishing gear to everyone in the world versus specifically targeting people who are searching online for the best fly fishing rods for beginners.
Perfect analogy.
Right. So much more efficient. You're only reaching out to the people who are actually likely to buy.
Okay, so beyond immediate sales, the article also talks about how PPC can boost brand recognition. It's not just about getting that click right now. Absolutely. Even if someone sees your ad and doesn't click on it right away, the fact that they're seeing your brand name repeatedly, especially when they're searching for things related to your industry, starts to build familiarity and trust.
They start to recognize you as a player in the space.
Exactly. And what's really interesting here is that this can happen much faster with PPC compared to relying solely on SEO, you know, organic search engine optimization. That can take a lot of time to really start showing significant results.
SEO is a long game.
It is. But with PPC, you can get that initial boost in visibility much more quickly.
So if you're a new business, or maybe you're launching a new product line, PPC can give you that jump start and get your name out there while you're working on your long-term SEO strategy. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, now here's something I think is really cool, especially for those of you who are into innovation. The article talks about using PPC to actually test new products and services. So walk us through that. How does that work in the real world?
So let's say you have a new product you're thinking of launching. With PPC, you can create these very targeted campaigns specifically for that product. Then you can see how people respond in real time. Are they clicking on the ads? Are they visiting the product page? Are they actually making a purchase?
You get instant feedback.
You do. Right. And the data you gather from these campaigns gives you incredibly valuable insights. It tells you how much interest there is in your new product or service. And this isn't just some fluffy metric. This is real, actionable data that can inform your decisions about product development, pricing, even your overall marketing strategy going forward.
And I think what's really valuable here is that the article highlights the detailed reports you get from PPC campaigns. It's not just a guessing game. You can actually see what's working, what's not, and why.
Absolutely. You get granular data on everything. Which keywords are driving the most clicks, the demographics of the people who are converting, their behavior on your website. All of this information allows you to constantly tweak and refine your campaigns to improve their performance over time. It's all about learning and adapting as you go.
So it's iterative. Yeah. And can you give an example of something specific that businesses often change based on these reports? Yeah. What's a common tweak they might make?
Oh, absolutely. One of the most common things is A/B testing different versions of their ad copy. You know, the headline, the description, the call to action. They might try two different calls to action and see which one gets more clicks. Or they might experiment with highlighting different features or benefits of the product to see what resonates most with their audience.
So they're constantly experimenting.
They are. And these small changes, guided by the data they're getting, can lead to some pretty big improvements in their click-through rates and their conversion rates.
That's smart. Okay, so the article also touches on some more advanced PPC techniques. One that stands out is retargeting. So can you break that down for our listener? What is retargeting and why is it such a powerful strategy?
Sure. Think of retargeting as a way to reconnect with people who've already shown some interest in your business. Maybe they visited your website, browsed a few product pages, maybe even added something to their cart but didn't end up buying it.
They got distracted. Life happened.
Exactly. And with retargeting, you can show them targeted ads as they continue to browse other websites. It's like a gentle reminder.
Hey, remember us. You were interested in this.
Precisely. And the reason it's so effective is because you're not starting from scratch with a cold audience. These are people who have already indicated some level of interest in what you have to offer. Retargeting just helps to keep your brand top of mind, and it can significantly increase the likelihood that they'll come back and complete that purchase.
So it's really about nurturing those leads, bringing them back into the fold.
All right. So if you've been following along with this today, you're starting to see the bigger picture here. A well-executed PPC campaign isn't just about throwing money at ads and hoping for the best. It's a strategic tool that can help small businesses attract the right customers, manage their budget effectively, and even gain valuable insights into their market.
It's about being intentional, making sure you're getting the most out of every dollar you spend. And PPC, with its laser-focused targeting and data-driven approach, really allows you to do that.
It's all about working smarter, not harder. And the article even offers a specific tip suggesting that businesses in Atlanta, for example, who are looking to really fine-tune their Google Ads campaigns, might want to consider working with a local PPC expert, someone who really knows the ins and outs of the platform.
Yeah, that makes sense. It highlights that while the fundamentals of PPC are definitely accessible, having that specialized knowledge can really take your campaigns to the next level. So it's worth considering. And it's important to remember, as the article points out, that these benefits we've been discussing aren't just theoretical. They're based on real-world experience, specifically the insights of Chris Bradley, who's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing. He's got a ton of experience in sales and marketing. He knows what works.
He's seen it firsthand.
Exactly. So let's recap. You've now got a solid understanding of how PPC can be a game changer for small businesses. We talked about cost-effective marketing, laser-focused audience targeting, increased brand visibility, the ability to test new products and services, all incredibly valuable stuff. So with all that in mind, and thinking about the ever-evolving world of online business, here's something I want you to consider. What kind of small business, maybe one that's often overlooked, do you think is perfectly positioned to really capitalize on the hyper-targeting power of PPC right now? And what unique search terms could they use to connect with their ideal customers in a way that maybe their bigger competitors are missing? That's something to think about as you continue to explore the world of digital marketing. It is food for thought.
It is. All right, that's all the time we have today. Until next time.
See ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.